And as have been all the other discourses of the day, we now come into what we call our question period. However, as we've expressed in past years, these are questions on the content of the discourses, not questions outside the content, of also the symposium as well. And they can be questions of clarification and such. I believe, I know Brother George, I think you received a question or two, is that right? Okay, maybe we'll start with Brother George, as long as the questions are within the framework that I just described. If you can come up and read the questions and your comments, and then we'll see if the others have any questions.
Well, the first question, brethren, that I received was, if Job represents mankind, how is it he is rewarded double? Isn't that a promise to the church? Well, brethren, for mankind, they're certainly going to be given more than they ever had before. For instance, I can say that they're going to have more than they have before. They're not going to have any more tears. They're not going to have any more suffering. They're not going to have any more pain. They're not going to have any more death. And their loved ones are going to be returned to them, and they're going to have an opportunity to live forever. Now, when you think that over, this is something that God has promised to mankind. And the church is surely rewarded far, far more than double. And their reward is, I would say, beyond belief. So I think that the question, Job representing mankind, is true. And he's rewarded double. And I think that the promise to the church is much more. Then I had another question here, a very interesting question, said, Elihu, could he have written the Bible? Elihu, could he have written the book of Job, since he's not mentioned in the prayer? Well, we must consider this. When the five books of Job were written, five books of Moses were written, of course. We must remember that Job was the next one to write down anything in the form that he did. Nobody else had written anything before him except Moses fits here, because almost the same prose that Moses used in those first five books, Job is using. And so I feel that question, we don't really know, I'll put it this way. Even though I said I feel that Job wrote that Moses wrote the book of Job, I must say I'm not encased in concrete on this. I don't think we really do know who wrote the book of Job. I think we're going to have to wait to find out for sure. But this is one thing I want to place in your minds. The author of Job knew more about the controversy between God and Satan, of which Job was the subject, because Job did not have any idea that he was the vindicator of God, if you follow my line of thinking. So I would leave that question open as to who wrote the book of Job, but I feel that Scripture has indicated to me that it was Moses. There are the two questions that I had.